This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We remain on fugitive watch. They still have not found the remaining two escaped inmates from the New Orleans jail. One of them did post a video to Instagram telling the president that he didn't break out. He was, quote, let out.
And ask for help.
Even though he doesn't face federal charges.
I didn't break out. The door opened and I, quote,
was let out.
Was let out.
They did verify, by the way, you don't run when you were let out.
And I think I saw all 10 running.
Yeah. They did verify that that was him. Mm-hmm. They raided the apartment that they traced video back to.
Now, how did they do that?
What do you mean?
How do you trace a video to a specific apartment?
There's a stamp.
What IP address the video originated from. That's
okay.
Why VPNs are a big thing. And so they traced it back to the IP address where they posted the video. They raided the apartment. They found his blue sweatsuit. Apparently, he shops at the same place that you do, Scott. Mm-hmm. They found his blue sweatsuit, but he was nowhere to be found. And no one was in the apartment.
But you now know roughly where he might be. The area that he might be in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it in Texas still? Do you know?
I don't remember where it was, but if he's smart, which he's made it this far, so he's got at least some smarts about him. And of course, I'm not trying to side with an escapee here. I'm just thinking. Mm-hmm. He posted that clip days after recording it.
If he's not dumb.
But it gives them some sort of timestamp to start trying to reconstruct where he's been.
And the devil in the Ozarks, the former police chief, Grant Hardin, is now in his second week of freedom.
Okay.
In very rough terrain. Hardin is a 56-year-old former police chief. He escaped from an Arkansas prison on May 25th, where he was serving time for rape and murder.
They've also released an updated photo of him and... Remember when we were little, Scott, the magnetized things that you would buy at a gas station and it would be a man's face and then you could lift up the little hairs with the magnet pencil and put like a beard and a mustache on the guy, you know, with the little wax pencil with the magnet in it. They have released the equivalent of a really bad one of those, like what he might look like if we put fake hair on his face because he might be scraggly or scruffy at this point.
By the way, that toy called the Wooly Willy, which if you don't know what we're talking about.
I love the Wooly Willy.
Sounds dirty.
Remember you could make a pirate out of it? Oh my God, I love the Wooly Willy.
The Wooly Willy.
Okay, listen to this next story, Scott. I think you're going to like this. I think this is a topic. You soon might start seeing Kansas City police cars with their blue lights on, and here's why. So when you think lights and sirens, you look up and you think, what? Like, I'm getting pulled over, right?
Mm-hmm.
By July 1st, Kansas City's police department may already be looked at in a different light. Steady and blue. On Tuesday, today, the city's Finance, Governance, and Public Safety Committee voted to approve a resolution to make police cruisers patrol the city with their blue roof lights on all the time.
This is a terrible idea.
Well, okay, now just wait.
This is a terrible
idea. I knew you were going to say that, but bear with me. It is something police in a number of cities already do. Baltimore, Chicago, Washington, Charlotte, North Carolina. They already do this. Lace Klein, Kansas City's director of public safety, told the council committee that steady blue lights not only help deter some crimes, but also projects visibility, legitimacy, and police readiness. It allows residents to flag down an officer that they might not otherwise know is in the area. And at nighttime, I got to agree with that.
Well, first of all, this is a terrible idea. If I looked in, I don't get pulled over very often, but I have been pulled over in my life. I don't know what color the lights are supposed to be on a police car when they need me to pull over so they can have a little chat.
Okay.
So I can foresee a scenario where people are pulling over to the side of the road constantly because they don't realize.
There's going to be a learning curve.
Take my mother, for example. My mother probably has never been pulled over in her life. I'm not aware of my mother ever getting a ticket for anything.
She's 10 and 2.
She is 10 and 2. 9 and 3 sometimes when it's required. My mother would pull over if she saw what looked like a cop car behind her with lights going on the top.
Flashing red and blue lights would still be used, quote, for urgency. Full city council, by the way, takes this up tomorrow.
Yeah, so this is just a couple of blue lights that are permanently on, not flashing. I could see how there would be a very easy distinction between the two. The reason that I said no so aggressively is that if I'm getting ready to do some criming, you know exactly what I'm going to stop doing the second I see some blue lights turn the corner?
Yeah, criming. That's good.
And
that's
then
a
when
deterrent.
The blue lights go by, I'm going to do the criming.
Increased visibility improves community confidence, it deters unlawful activity, and it supports proactive public safety efforts. For that reason, they asked the committee to pass this resolution. So they did.
So the lights would be, would not be flashing, they would be solid.
They are solid blue. The plan is to have the cars showing steady blue lights all day and all night by July 1.
To increase visibility of marked police cars, but doesn't the big
not
giant...
Not at night. At night, you don't know they're marked. And some of the cars have the stealth markings. Stealth. You can't even see it.
But to Sam's point, if I'm doing some criming at night, and I look down the street, and I see a car come in my direction with a solid blue light on the top, I'm going to lay on the ground behind a bush, wait for that car to go by, and then get back to my criming.
All right. If I'm a crime victim and I see an otherwise dark car coming by that I don't know is a police officer, now I see the blue lights, I'm going to go out and wave and go, oh my gosh, can you help me?
What if I'm the nightmare in the Ozarks and I'm just walking down the street and there's some blue lights? I'm going to pop behind a tree. You're not catching me.
Maybe you're in a Kmart and you think it's a special.
Okay. That joke only worked for people over 50. I got the joke.
Thank you, Dr. Rick.
Sam did not.
Hey, I went to a Kmart. It was the closing sale.
I'm just saying, my mom used to see that blue light, and she would drop everything, including her children, and run to the back of that store. Attention, Kmart shoppers.
The blue light's not wrong.
913-586-7798. I think it's a good idea. It's going to cost like $14,000 to upgrade the fleet, by the way.
Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, hello.
Hey, Scott. So these lights are what's called, in our world, cruise lights. The yellow lights in my pickup, I have them hooked up. I do use them. They're tied into when my lights come on in my truck. Where they're getting the $14,000 number from, I'm not exactly sure, because all of your light bars, since the LED technology come out, has it built into it, but that's neither here nor there. As far as driving around on the road and stuff with it, and there's a lot of cities that are already doing this. They're not flashing. They're a steady burn light, and it's usually generally the four corner light heads on the light bar, and they're only powered on to about between 1% and 6% power. So they're not even super bright. So, but the biggest thing is it's a steady light. They're not flashing.
Okay. All right. Tough.
I want a photo of what it looks like. Is it the whole bar? Is it part of the bar? We already have police officers weighing in
Let's
on this,
go to Ryan in Parkville. Ryan, hello.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Just real quick, it's an officer safety thing overall where you have those lights indicating where an officer is at all times. There's reasons why officers have unmarked vehicles and such, and having lights indicating where we are at any given time is a serious officer safety issue.
So you're opposed. You don't like this idea.
Just for an officer safety standpoint, yeah. I think adding visibility or accessibility to police officers is a great thing. I just think this is not the correct way of going about doing it.
All right, Ryan. Hey, appreciate your service. Thank you for the call. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I, Zer, they. Gets GA going slower.
I, Zer, they.
Gets GA going slower.
All right, you nerds. So I looked back at the story that I pulled from for this topic, and we're talking about keeping blue lights on the light bar for police cars in Kansas City. You had asked, is it the full bar that's going to be lit up blue? According to the picture and according to other cities that already do this, it's about 4 to 5 inches on either side of the outside of the blue bar.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just a small strand on the driver's side, small strand on the passenger side, and in the middle there will be no additional lights.
But how do we address what Ryan in Parkville said?
There's five other states that already do it.
He was a police officer, and he said this would put other officers in danger.
I completely agree with
you. It would give away their location.
But see, to me, that five other states are already doing it. They've tested this.
913-586-7798. Sean in Olathe. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I've been in New England a lot. They do this in Connecticut all around. I think it's stupid for two reasons. One, their traffic quotas have got to be way down because you see them from a mile away and you slow down. They drive with them on, and then they pass by everybody because they have their lights on. And then the other thing is my very best friend is in Virginia, and they proposed this in Charlottesville, Virginia. And he was absolutely against it because he goes and finds spots that are well lit so that he doesn't get ambushed. Showing where your police car is by a big blue light, I mean, there are police officers all over this country that get ambushed in their cars. He has to keep his head on a swivel. He's typing a report. He has to look up every 5 to 10 seconds to make sure there's nobody around him. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's stupid. And Kansas City is just going to have a feeding frenzy with this. It's stupid.
I wonder if the police officers would, based on what you just said, Sean, would be given the option. You can turn it on, turn the lights on.
Yeah.
And let people know, hey, we're here. We care about this community. We're driving around. We want to keep people safe. Or if you are like what Sean is describing and you're filling out a report, it's late at night and it's dark, but you're in a well-lit parking lot, but you're looking up every 5 to 10 seconds to make sure that you're not about to be attacked. You can turn them off. Maybe just when you're driving around, you keep them on. But if the car is stopped, you turn them off. There's an idea.
Good luck getting your ticket quota.
Yeah.
Which we know there's not quotas, but there are performance goals.
Performance goals.
And Sean mentioned that right out of the gate. I mean, you would know when you're coming up on a officer going in the opposite direction, you would know if somebody got in behind you, you know, maybe two or three car lengths away or two or three cars away. Oh, I've got a cop behind me. When otherwise you might not have known that. 913-586-7798. Brian in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on this police light situation. First thing, just because other agencies are doing it doesn't make it a good idea.
Sure.
Secondly, it is an absolute idiotic idea. I spent 43 years as a police officer, and this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But furthermore, I could have swore I recently heard a news story talking about how KCPD was facing budget cuts. And I believe in that same story, they interviewed the chief where she said, and I think I've got this right, where it could possibly reach back to the line officers or uniform duties. So I guess my thought is, you know, why don't we kind of keep things a little bit more prioritized?
And what, use the money to pay for more police officers?
Well, obviously $14,000, which I don't believe is an accurate figure, but that's what was quoted. You know, $14,000 more to improve law enforcement is better than zero when they're taking cuts. So whatever the figure is, needs to go into the, in my opinion, the actual officers on the street. And I would suggest that everybody look at some of the recent activities in days and weeks around the metro. It's getting pretty ugly. It's going to be a long summer.
Okay, man. Hey, got you in. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Yeah, I do think the 14th, I'm no expert on this kind of stuff, but $14,000 to reprogram lights on 153 police cars?
Yeah.
That seems a little low to me.
And he mentioned the officer shortage. Our last update on that was December, and they were still 300 short.
I'll tell you one of the reasons I saw that. Some of the squad cars already have the technology where it's just a switch that you flip to make the blue lights activate. Some of the cars do not. That's why it's only 14,000. 14,000 is to bring in line the cars that don't have the technology to do it.
Okay. Zimbabwe has announced that dozens of its elephants will be killed to control the population size, and the meat will be distributed to people in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority said it has issued permits to Save Valley Conservancy, a large private game reserve in the southeast, for an elephant management exercise. Wait, you have too many elephants? Why not relocate them? Give them to somebody next door.
What?
Like,
go door to door and say, would anyone like an elephant?
Send them to another country.
We're going to relocate you. You get a new home, buddy. Your family, they're staying, but you?
Okay. I don't like that.
We have another story about an elephant in the stack if we're
Where is it?
Going on with elephant topics.
Please.
It was a convenience store, I believe, in Thailand. I didn't really read the story all too well. I just skimmed it. And they had a culprit break in and feast on a variety of snacks. It was a very large culprit. there was a new doorway after this incident. And turns out, according to the security footage inside, that it was indeed a full-grown elephant.
Aww.
That decided that he was hungry and... The Circle K on the corner, or whatever they have in Thailand, was his target.
The Circle K.
UNC's football general manager, Michael Lombardi, is, quote, deeply concerned about Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. This is according to...
Oh, we're all deeply concerned.
Pablo Torre, who is a podcaster and often on Morning Joe on MSNBC. The head of the football program, Mike Lombardi, quote, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson and her presence in the building.
We have a breaking news update from the Kansas City Star moments ago. Kansas City legislator Manny Abarca has been charged with violating the protection order filed by his wife.
Not surprised.
We will get to this when we come back. Manny Abarca IV today was charged with violating an order of protection granted to his wife late last week. His wife requested the order Friday and filed a missing persons report for him, as well as the couple's two-year-old son, on Sunday afternoon. The two are still subjects of active missing persons investigation by the Shawnee Police Department. They are still listed as missing on the KBI's website.
All right, we'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just can't stay away, can you? Hello, John Grayson.
Hello, Scott Parks. How are you?
Did you come in to say goodbye again?
Well, not technically. I had borrowed a microphone from here and had to bring that back. And Quentin, who runs what used to be my show, he came over to the house and grabbed a bunch of stuff that I was trying to get rid of. And one of them was a TV, but he forgot the remote.
Yeah.
And so I've been promising him the remote now for like 2 weeks. And so I was like, all right, this is the last chance. So I just dropped the remote off in there with Sam. And so I figure it'll be safe until morning.
Well, I hope you're right. You've been in that room before, right?
That's true. Okay. Yes.
You are getting some like global attention for your uprooting move out of this country.
Which is just weird. I mean, all I'm doing is moving, you know? And yet I got a message on Facebook a couple of days ago from a woman. And it was one of those things where you get these messages on Facebook and you're like, no, you're not.
Right.
And she said, yeah, I am a reporter in New York, but I work for the Japanese financial paper Nikkei. And we're doing a story on Americans who want to expatriate. Would you be willing to sit for an interview? And I was like, of course I would.
Yeah.
And I mean, the one question I didn't ask her, and I still don't know the answer to, is how on earth did you hear about me?
Did you find me?
I'm just this guy, you know? And yet there it is. So it's print media. So it's not going to be like airable anywhere, I don't think. But I mean, the interview itself isn't going to be like intact anywhere, but I will be apparently mentioned in a story.
Send it to us when it comes out. We'll put it on social.
How's your Portuguese?
Mezza, which is Italian, but
so it's that bad.
The answer is not good. He answered in Italian.
I am taking my courses. I'm doing my due diligence, good. And I'm gonna actually take in person courses once we get there. So
thank you for your furniture because I needed it.
Yeah, how did all that work out?
I took all of Grayson's furniture because I downsized and now I'm upsizing and you're moving.
And now, and I didn't want to move it.
And
so
once we're all settled, we're gonna come see you. I can't wait.
Yeah, please do. Please do, because you'll love it.
I don't know where it is, but I'm so excited to come see you.
What's the city that you're moving? Porto or
Porto,
something?
Yes.
Follow the wine.
How close is that? I mean, I know everything's roughly close to the beach, but
it looks like Greece. When I looked up the photos, I'm like, oh my God, this is stunning.
The colors. And yeah, you know what it reminded me of when we first got there was, what's the city? Is it not Positano? There's a city in Italy where all the houses are
on the cliff.
Wild colors. Yeah, exactly. Right. It looks kind of like that.
If you look
it's right on the beach.
It is. Yeah. If you look up Americans moving to Portugal,
it's the number one destination. Results.
It is the number one destination right now.
Yeah, it used to be France and Spain. And then Portugal out of nowhere just exploded. Everybody I think is finding out the secret, you know, and I'm fine with that.
Is it an island like Alaska? Never mind.
Because of the
number. I'm not even buying.
Dana thought Alaska was an island.
The number of Americans living in Portugal, this is just since 2024, increased by almost 300%.
Yes.
Huh.
And they cite the blend of affordability, safety, high quality of life, although housing costs are rising because so many people are moving.
Housing costs are rising, but they were so low.
Right.
That even though they're rising, I mean, there was one place that we looked at. This is not the place that we ended up getting, but there was one place that we looked at renting in the city center in Porto, which was beautiful. It was in this like little mini, almost like a gated community, but that sounds so hoity-toity. It just had a wall, like a concrete wall around it. And there were like 20 units in there. They were upstairs, downstairs, two bedroom, two bath, furnished, and it was $1,600 a month.
Wow.
Imagine living in the middle of New York City. You know, where are you going to get 2,500 square feet and a two bedroom, two bath for $1,600?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is very, very inexpensive. And food is very inexpensive. You can live there on the cheap. Easily.
Boy, they really built that city right up to the ocean.
Yes. Yeah, we are where our house is, I think we're 2 or 2.5 miles from the Atlantic.
Is there a beach or is it just right up to the
so the
buildings are on the ocean?
The Douro River goes between the it's kind of like North Kansas City and South Kansas City, you know. So Porto is on one side, and then I should know this. I can't remember the name of the town on the south side. But as you follow the river out into the Atlantic, there's this little outcropping that pops up from the south, and it's all beach and it's all protected. And I mean, you go out there with a book and a towel, you know, and that's all they allow.
Villanova?
Villanova, yes. Villanova de Gaia.
Wow. It's so cool. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
Sad for us though.
Yeah. I will miss this. This was my life for a lot of years. I mean, 35 years I've been sitting behind microphones like this. That's a long time. And, you know.
Yeah, it's time for you to go.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was like, yeah, I've been listening to me lately, and it's time.
Anytime you can go on your own terms instead of someone else saying, you know, we're going to pack your bags for you is a good thing.
Well, and anybody who's been in radio has had that happen.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah, myself included. I mean, that's never fun. And thankfully, I mean, in all those 35 years, that only happened twice, which is not bad. I mean, when you look around and see, through no fault of their own and through no lack of talent, what other people have gone through,
sure,
for format changes and things like that you have no control over.
New program director.
We're going to new country hits, and you're not new or country.
Right. I got sportsed out of a job once. My station in Nashville went all sports. Yep. And they said, do you want to do sports? And I said, not really. No.
Do you want to do sports?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to miss?
My kids, obviously. I think we have the little Google TV screen thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're going to be spending a lot of time on that, because I do want to watch my grandson grow up. He's 9 now, which just blows me away. But that's going to be tough. But, you know, none of them live here in Kansas City.
Right.
Three of them are in the St. Louis area, and one of them is up in the Quad Cities. So we really don't get to see them in person much anyway.
John, my parents moved to Biloxi. I see them twice a year. If I'm lucky, I see them twice a year.
Sure.
So it wouldn't matter if we were living in Kansas City, Portugal, or somewhere else. It's twice a year.
But the other thing is, I mean, they are all doing relatively well for themselves and have the ability to come and visit if they want to.
Perfect.
So, I can't wait. I was reading an article this morning, and it was a guy who moved to Lisbon. And Lisbon was okay. We liked Lisbon.
Yeah.
We love Porto. And he was talking about these myths about moving, you know, and what you can expect and what you shouldn't expect.
Yeah.
And it was – but at the end of the article, he was still glowing about the fact that he decided to make that journey. So
it's
it was
so
neat.
Pretty.
So how long is your visa for?
The visa initially, the D7, is good for 3 years. And then if you do everything right and you don't get arrested and you pay your taxes and you do what you're supposed to do, then you can kind of automatically re-up it for 2 more, a year at a time. So you go 3, then 4, then 5. And then after 5 years, you can apply for permanent residency.
Wow.
And you plan to do that?
That is the plan. Yep.
I love it. I'm looking at the photos right now. I cannot wait to come see it. It just looks stunning.
Yeah, and the history. There's so much. These giant cathedrals and statues that have been there for 400 years.
Have you seen the Nate Barquette? I know how much you love comedy. He does an entire thing about going to visit Europe. Mm-hmm. And he says, you look around at the buildings, you just don't understand how young the United States is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you look around at these buildings, you go, when was this built? 4?
Right. Eddie Izzard said something similar. He was like, you know, here in the States, we're like, look, they restored this building to how it looked 50 years ago. And we're like really proud of that. And then the Europeans are going, yeah, okay, let me know when it gets to 500.
I wonder why that is. Because, you know, I may have been to Europe once or twice. And the buildings are so old. They still look great.
Yeah.
They still look great.
They knew how to build them.
But they're old. Mm-hmm. And here in this country, we build a stadium and 50 years later, it's going to have to be torn down.
Right. Yeah, because they built stuff out of stone and we build stuff out of concrete. Another one of the cool things, both in Lisbon and Porto, and I'm sure in lots of other towns there as well, that all of the sidewalks are cobblestone.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love it.
And it just has such a great aesthetic to it, you know?
Unless you're in a car.
Yeah, well, the streets aren't. I mean, the streets are paved.
You said over there, you walk everywhere, though. You walk everywhere.
Yeah. We're not going to have a car. We don't need one. And even, like, they have a... In Chicago, they have this where it's a public transportation pass, and it's good for the buses and the L and all that stuff. They have a similar one in Porto that also, or in Portugal, that is good for the big trains, like between cities, and all of the local metro stuff.
The trams.
The trains and the buses and all of that. And that's 40 euros a month.
Wow.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, that versus having a car payment and insurance and all of the rest of it, no thanks.
Well, Godspeed, my friend. You will be missed.
Thank you much. I love you guys.
I will see you before Scott does because I'm coming.
Come on.
Travel easy, travel well, and we will see you soon.
The great John Grayson, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye, my friend.
Be good.
Sam says to me, there's breaking Royals news, and then he won't tell me what it is, what is happening.
Well, Dana, you're going to have to find something else to do tonight.
No. Why?
Is it raining in St. Louis?
Game 2 against the Cardinals in St. Louis has been postponed.
Why?
Inclement weather.
No.
Yes.
I hate St. Louis.
So
St.
tomorrow,
Louis weather.
There will be a doubleheader.
Ugh. Well, 2 hours ago, there was a tornado warning issued there.
We have to protect Cags. We cannot send him out there if there is a tornado warning.
Which, by the way, they've got flash flooding, all kinds of damage to the St. Louis region. Did you see the video out of Wichita? Not that we didn't have our own problems here with the flooding and the thunderstorms and the severe weather yesterday and the tornadoes and all that and the crapper that blew down out at Arrowhead.
But still down.
Wichita is underwater.
Huh.
Have you talked to your brother?
No.
Oh, Google Wichita flash flooding.
Well, I figure
it's higher than the car's windows.
Real quick, sorry, I wasn't done with the details. 12:45 and 6:45 tomorrow. Okay, continue.
Gosh, really?
Well, Cags will play at 12:45 and 6:45 now.
Well, that gives him two opportunities in one day times four.
That's if they play him in both
to get a hit. Of course, they're going to play him in both.
How is it that you have become
I'm a
Jack
super fan.
Cags expert
I'm
all
a
of a
super
sudden
fan
on his durability and stamina.
I love his mother and I feel for her. And did
What's
you see
her name?
Mrs. Caglione? Did you see her head in her hands last night in the stands when he took to the plate?
No, she Dana, I didn't watch the game.
She was so stressed out. And in that moment, we were all his mother. I was like, someone hug that woman.
Oh my God, you have just...
That blows
gone,
my
you've
entire
gone over the ledge.
Night.
Obsessed.
We were going to come straight home and watch the Royals game.
Huh?
Watch two tomorrow.
Is America's Got Talent on tonight? It was on last night. It was good.
AGT.
You watch Wheel of Fortune. I'm so confused.
He loves some AGT,
Well,
Sam.
But AGT comes on at 7. Wheel of Fortune airs from 6:30 to 7 on Channel 4.
He's got his Dr. Rick old person lineup completely cemented.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
So I get home and T's got dinner ready. T's got dinner ready and we sit down because I get home right at 6:30. And last night we had sushi and mushrooms. Mm. It was lovely. Mm-hmm. And we watched Wheel of Fortune from 6:30 to 7 on Fox 4. And then I don't know which channel has America's Got Talent. I think it's NBC. And then we switch over to Channel 41 and watch America's Got Talent. And they had to tell one kid who was a pretty good singer that he was a no.
Coming up next hour, a new lawsuit has been filed.
against the city of Kansas City, Missouri.
That is correct.
We're going to talk about that. Also, we got some storefront problems we're going to talk about.
Yes, we do. That's a very, very interesting story. Los Angeles County has agreed to pay $2.7 million to a teenager who was attacked by at least six other young people at a juvenile detention center in so-called gladiator fights
that
were allegedly facilitated by probation officers. The boys' beating in 2023 was captured on surveillance video that also showed several officers standing idly by, some of them shaking hands with the participants in the beating.
Good God.
A state grand jury in March charged 30 correctional officers for their role in allowing and sometimes even encouraging nearly 70 fights to take place between July and December of 23. The officers faced charges including child endangerment and abuse, conspiracy, and battery. There were more than 140 victims between the ages of 12 and 18. So if they paid 2.7 just to one teenager, and there was 140 victims, they're going to be out a lot of money. That's well over $300 million. Huh. Well over. The Lee Summit police officer, what are you laughing about in there?
Sorry. I was going to read a very funny text, and you just
right after we,
two
I talked about
very serious stories together, so I'm going to just retract my laugh.
Right after I was talking about a kid getting whipped at the detention center?
We will retract that.
Bad timing.
That is accurate.
A Lee Summit police officer.
Lee Summit police officer that was shot last week has now been released from the hospital.
He is home.
So that's good news. The person accused of shooting him, Thomas Tolbert, who was arrested in Ellis County on Tuesday morning. Did you hear where he was headed?
Hayes, Kansas.
No. That's just Colorado. Where he stopped. That's just where he stopped for arrest.
Why was he going to Colorado?
I don't know.
What, do you want to go catch some powder?
He was going to Colorado.
Maybe he thought that putting a state between him and where he committed his crimes would protect him?
Nope.
Possible. And weren't you saying, Sam, he got a ride there by somebody, and then they recognized him later?
I don't think they knew necessarily at the time that he was one of the most wanted men in the country.
The details that I heard were that there was a request put in to a couple of individuals to transport this man to Colorado. They began the trip while at the hotel. They were on social media, as people often are, tripped on the picture of him saying he was wanted, turned him in.
Speaking of Colorado, did you hear that there is a moose out there who attacked a man who had just found a woman on the ground after an earlier moose attack? Now, Scott, I know that you are not a fan of the euthanization of animals.
For being animals,
but
no.
These are, in fact, it's not just two. Three separate moose attacks have officials urging the public to be very wary of mama moose right now if you are heading west. They don't play.
Are these aggressive meese?
They are, Sam.
Meese are
woman
aggressive.
Woman was just walking her dog and the moose went all mama moose on her, trampled the woman.
Well, that's because then she got way too close.
A neighbor used a fire extinguisher to shoo the moose.
Always victim blaming.
And then as a guy was trying to help, he was attacked.
News coming up here in just a moment.
Stomped to death by a moose. That is not a way you would want to go.
No, that would be a very painful way to go out. Well, getting eaten by an alligator would suck too. 913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.